All right, Aaron Tanti, welcome to Back to America, 450 main event guy. Coming in, though, how'd you feel? Did you think you could do it? Like, how was it?
I mean, yeah, I'm coming back from injury, so I've only actually...
Brutal crash. We all saw it.
Yeah. So I've actually only rode 5 times on Supercross this year. So I flew back over the week before Daytona, did 5 days on the bike, and, you know, we just sort of made the decision, like, you know, I was riding well enough, but there's no practice, like, coming to the races. Yeah. So there was no expectations, but, you know, I ripped some good starts tonight, and, felt good. Got to build on that fitness, really. So I had a bit of an off in the main event, just winded myself, but...
On the double, on the rhythm, and then, but it looked like it was the double.
Honestly, it was a really slow crash, but because I landed on top of a tough block, it's a long way down.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just took the wind, and... I think I was sitting in P17, just, you know, cruising around. Didn't really have anyone behind me, so I was just getting it done. And just, yeah, them ruts out there were pretty brutal. It was a slow, like I said, a slow crash.
Looking at you in the heat, I looked at you for Pulp Fantasy, of course, right? Thinking about it. Look at the heat, yeah. I mean, don't take this the wrong way, but, yeah, your fitness looked like you were like, what am I doing up here? Like it took you a little bit, right? But, I mean, you haven't been on the bike. But, yeah, it looked like that was your biggest problem.
Yeah, I mean, and also it's – first race in this class. I watch a lot of these guys on TV, you know, and I was up there. I haven't rode conditions like this ever in my life, so I just made mistakes. I rode the first half good, and then I was just mistake, and you know, that's why we're here, just to get the experience and try and iron them things out.
Yeah, in the end, like, even though it was like a last second thing to come, I mean, yeah, main event, you can't ask for anything more. I mean, I think you got to be happy, right?
Yeah, I mean, I scored points, got into the main event on my first go, so super happy with that. And, you know, the team's awesome. They've had my back, and they've built a really good bike as a privateer team.
I was going to ask you, how is the team and the bike? Because you've ridden some good stuff before.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I came from a factory team in Australia, like at the top of the game there. And honestly, you know, the 450 is obviously a little bit easier. You don't really need mega power. It's just about the setup, the suspension, and making you feel comfortable on that thing. And you know, they've given me a really good package. I really like this new KX. It's unreal off the gate for me, and I showed that tonight. I said that to the guys. I'm like, this is a breeze to start on compared to, you know, a bit more of the meaty power from the Yamaha. So super happy with the, you know, what we're doing. We actually haven't got to do much testing. I'm kind of just riding on what they did for Mitchell's setting, so we got to try and find some time to do some work.
Were you supposed to drive 250s for PR at one point? Never?
No, I was always 450. It's just something I wanted to do. I've had a lot of all my success in Australia on the 450. A bit of a, you know, a heavier rider, so the 250 is always a hard time for me.
And your crash that we all saw on Instagram that we all DM'd each other, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you have anything lingering from that, like injury-wise, or how do you feel?
I mean, I got pretty lucky out of that. I only, lucky as we can be, but,
you know. Your injuries.
Yeah. So I only... Obviously, I was just coming back from my World Supercross crash where I had 8 broken ribs and a broken thumb and stuff. So, you know, we're back on the bike just after that. And, yeah, had that crash. And it was a bone in my shoulder called your glenoid.
Okay.
I think your labrum goes around it. So I was lucky enough that I actually only fractured the end off of that. And I didn't do any damage to my labrum. So I just went, I flew home. Got surgery, just one screw.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess you did get kind of lucky, yeah.
Yeah, so my shoulder, like I said, no shoulder, like my shoulder's strong.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of getting my fitness back now.
All right. Well, cool, man. Nice to see you here, and good job for week one. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.